Welcome once again to the Open Door Baptist Church, the men's prayer breakfast, dedicated to the memory of our good friend, our loyal supporter, and great man of God, William P. Davis. Today is Tuesday, July the 19th, 2011, year of our Lord. Today's devotion is going to be in the book of Galatians, Paul's letter to the Galatians. Salvation by grace, as you all know. The text will be Ephesians 2, 8, 9. You don't have to turn it out. I'll just read it to you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. By faith, not works, is what Paul's trying to tell these folks over in Galatia. A little bit about Galatia here, a region in Central Asia Minor, in biblical times, Asia Minor, but now it's in the 21st century, is Turkey, modern day Turkey. Bordered on the east, see if this tells you anything. Bordered on the east by Cappadocia, on the west by Asia, on the south by Cilicia, and on the north by Pontus. That, now you know. Part of the region was settled by the Celtic tribes that had been driven out from France during this time. And somehow from all these tribes became the name of Galatia. The Galatians, they were impulsive people. They were unloyal, used to say fickle, didn't we? They jumped around here and there, here and there. They seemed to have a love for the new things and the curious things. So Paul had his work cut out for him here when he got to Galatia, didn't he? Some people had come to Galatia who would, Scripture says, pervert the gospel, meaning that they tried to change it around a little bit to suit their own needs, to mislead you, to misapply the gospel. We'll see in Galatians 1:7, it says, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. These people insisted that while salvation is of Christ, that works were necessary. You had to have works to go along with that. They was necessary for it as well, so... apparently they hadn't read this yet. They hadn't got to Ephesians yet. Well, I just read not by works. I've just read lest you should boast. And no, certainly not. And some of the Galatians, they was already beginning to adhere to some of this teaching. So a little bit about Galatians here. So we're gonna start in chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, of course, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. This, as we see, is Paul's greeting to the Galatians here. It says in Romans 1:7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the faith, full of grace and truth. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, Yes, indeed. That he may deliver us from this present evil world. Well, you're talking about yesterday, you're talking about today. We've got an evil world today, don't we? According to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. It says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God don't want nothing to get between us and him, does he? He's a jealous God. He don't want nothing to get between us and him. Little reminder there to us. If any of us love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, is it? Verse 16, for all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, or the sexual desires, lust of the eyes, the greed that we have, and the pride of life, the extravagant lifestyle that we lead sometimes, or try to leave, or we put all our trust in things and stuff, is not of the Father. But is of the world, and the world passeth away. The world just temporary, ain't it? It was just here a little while. And the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God the Father, abideth forever. Amen. Verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel. Galatians 5:8, this persuasion cometh not of him that called you, which is not another, but there will be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Neither there salvation in any other. This is Acts. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Just under the blood of Jesus Christ is the way we're saved. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we Christ. Preach we Christ, don't we? Verse 8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Accursed is not a very good ending at all, is it? It's a punishment. As we said before, that bears saying again. Paul was saying the same thing again, as we said before. So say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel other than what he's preaching to the Galatians here, any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. A little bit stronger now. Let him be doomed to hell, one definition says. Eight and nine. Revelation 14:16, of course, and I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, every kindred, and every tongue, and every people. We all remember from our Genesis Bible study, Genesis 12:3, the Lord's talking to Abram at the time. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse them that curse thee. Yeah. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. God's got his back, so to speak, as they say here in the 21st century. God's going to protect him every way he goes, isn't he? Deuteronomy, you shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments which the Lord your God. Lord saying, don't need no help, does he? Lord says, I got this. I got it covered. Verse 10. For I do now persuade men or God. Do I seek to please men? For if I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But as we were allowed of God to be put into trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts, doesn't he? Exodus 4:15, and thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And also, by the way, 2 Timothy, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine. You need it for anything, covers each and everything. Profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness. Again, God don't need no help with this scripture. He's got it all covered. He got it covered for us. Levens, where we are. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach what you shall say. Amen. 13. For ye have heard of my conversation in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. This was when Paul was Saul at the time of this, wasn't it? Philippians 3:6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law of blameless. But that things I count gain to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yes, indeed. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. 14. And profited the Jews' religion above my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly jealous in the traditions of my father. The Jews' religion he's talking about is Judaism, obviously, and it's about the Jewish way of life and all the beliefs that go with the Jewish way of life. But when it pleased God, 15, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Ephesians 1:4, according as he had chosen us in him. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. Also Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called them, he also justified them, he also glorified them. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Also Deuteronomy 7, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. That's why we all here, isn't it?
Amen.
Above all people that are upon the face of the earth. He chose us. We didn't choose him, did we? Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Good for us. Amen. I'll read 15 again. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, 16, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred, not with the flesh and blood, 2 Corinthians 4, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ the Lord. Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. Preach God. We don't preach ourselves, do we? Supposed to. Amen. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, except save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Romans 9:1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness to the Holy Ghost. 21, afterwards I came to the region of Syria and Cilicia, and was known by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. Remember? They remember. And 24, and they glorified God in me, and they praised God in me. Acts 9:20, and straightway he persuaded Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. 8:3, it continues, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering to every house and howling men and women and committing them to prison. I mean, he went in there and dragged them out, remember? He drug them out of their own house and locked them up. Acts 11:18, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Amen. Now I'm going to kind of fast forward. There ain't but six chapters in Galatians. I'm going to hit the first, the middle, and the last. So I'm going to chapter 3 here in the middle, so to speak. It tells about faith apart from the law of Moses, which was... Paul wants the Galatians to be released from the bondage of the law of Moses. He wants them to be delivered, the Bible says. And he wants them to realize that the gift from God comes from faith in God. I'm going to read chapter 3, 1 through 5 here. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Who has cast a spell over you, tricked you, that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Receive the Spirit by works. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Something about Romans 10:17, there, ain't it? Faith come by hearing, don't it? Hearing, obviously, by the Word of God. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect in the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Again, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. The instruction manual where it comes from. Verse 11, that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4 said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. as it is written, the just, God's children, the righteous folks, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Faith. The basic quality, I guess you could say, of faith is believing in and receiving what the Lord's taught us. It could be defined as trust in God and trust certainly in the Scriptures and trusting in Jesus Christ, obviously, in whom He was sent to die on the cross at Calvary for us. So in John 1:12, but as many as receive Him, to them He gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on His name. Amen. James 2:14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? You got to have works to go with it, don't you? Faith, if it has not works, is dead. Being alone. Faith without works is dead. Okay. Fast forward again to chapter 5. Christian character. Love one another. Good luck with this one. Best wishes with this one. Chapter 5, 16, 18. Thus I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We need to keep our minds focused. The devil ain't going to allow that. He's going to throw stuff at us to get us out of focus, isn't he? Scripture's dictating to us here that we need to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Spirit against the flesh. That's a never-ending battle, an ongoing, never-ending battle, apparently, here. And the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But God can, though. God can help us with that, can't He? Certainly so. Romans 8:12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. You know, mortify means kill them, don't it? Ye shall live. Verse 19. Tell us once again, I think we hit on this a couple of weeks ago, the folks that won't make it to heaven. So you examine yourself, see which one of these categories you fall into. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. This is the works of the flesh. Here we go. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, no drunks in heaven, sorry, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things probably won't inherit, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There you have it. Christian character, it don't come from self-effort, does it? Not necessarily. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Yes, sir, we've got to live by faith. and the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Jesus. There's always hope. Always hope in God, isn't it? Verse 22 to 26. All is not completely lost. This verse tells who is going to heaven. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. That P word, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Just a little bit here, and we're done in chapter 6. Just a little bit here. New life in Christ. Verse 7, 8, and 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh. Shall reap of the flesh corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Romans 6:8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. 2 Thessalonians 3. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. You're going to get your paycheck in the end. Be not weary. Don't whine. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Always.
Amen. Over in James 5, be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And also we remember in the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 20, he which testifies these things saith, this is the Lord speaking here, surely I come quickly, amen. And then John says, hurry up. John said, hurry up, even so. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Word of the Lord.